This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. President Donald Trump, for the first time Sunday, appeared to acknowledge that Democrat Joe Biden won the presidential election, but then he said he is not conceding. In a string of Twitter comments, Mr. Trump continued to make baseless claims that he lost because the vote was rigged against him. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
In a series of Sunday morning tweets, Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won. Time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. He repeated several baseless claims about the vote, which state and federal officials say was safe and secure. Biden's incoming chief of staff, Ron Klain, told NBC's Meet the Press, if the president's prepared to begin to recognize that reality, that's positive, but adds Trump's Twitter feed doesn't make Joe Biden president or not president. The American people did that. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The leaders of Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region confirmed on Sunday that his forces had fired rockets at the airport in capital. It's a major escalation that raises fears of a wider war in the Horn of Africa region. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Mengistu Abrakai says he doesn't know where his children are. Like at least 20,000 others, according to the United Nations, he's fled Ethiopia's Tigray region amid an escalating conflict in which it has been claimed neighboring Eritrea is now involved. At the Sudanese border town of Hamdayet, Mengistu says he ran from looting, stealing, and killing. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent the Tigray after accusing forces there of attacking the national army. Sunday, Tigray's leader, Debretsion Gebremichael, accused neighboring Eritrea of also sending in tanks and thousands of troops and said his forces had retaliated with rockets fired at the Eritrean capital.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. This is VOA News. Germany is warning its anti-coronavirus measures will likely stay in place for several months. This as a top scientist behind vaccine efforts is hoping life can return to normal by next winter. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
Professor Ugur Sahin, chief executive of BioNTech, says it's absolutely essential to have a high vaccination rate before next autumn to ensure a return to normal life next winter. Sahin says if everything continues to go well, BioNTech will start to deliver the vaccine end of this year, beginning of next year. Pfizer and BioNTech said last week that interim results showed the vaccine was 90% effective in preventing people from getting ill from COVID-19, though they don't yet have enough information on safety and manufacturing quality. Zaria Shackley, London.
The new World Health Organization unveiled data showing a record daily number of new COVID-19 cases over the weekend, more than 660,000 worldwide. Peru's interim president resigned Sunday, just 5 days after taking office, sparking celebrations in the capital, Lima. National protests have persisted, calling for the removal of Manuel Merino after parliament ousted his popular predecessor. Merino stepped down shortly after a congressional session called on him to resign after two people were killed in protests against his appointment. From the deadliest cyclone to hit the Philippines this year has climbed to 67, while many areas are still submerged. Reuters' Maha Albradari has more.
A Philippines Coast Guard boat brings survivors of Typhoon Vanco to safety. A second boat carries the bodies of those who weren't so lucky, victims of the deadliest cyclone to hit the Philippines this year. Six cyclones hit the Philippines in a span of just 4 weeks, including Vamco and Super Typhoon Goni, the world's most powerful this year.
That is Reuters' Maha Albergeri reporting. SpaceX is preparing to send four astronauts to the space station Sunday evening. SpaceX teams are keeping an eye on the weather for liftoff, which is currently 50% favorable. Top-ranked Dustin Johnson shook off an early stumble to win the Masters Golf Tournament in record-setting fashion on Sunday, capturing his second major title. The 36-year-old American, who grew up only an hour's drive north of Augusta National, became the first reigning world number one to grab the green jacket since Tiger Woods in 2002. For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at news.com or use the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.